I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He is with Core Improvements. He is Bob Sebastian. Bob, how you been?
I've been great, Mike. How about you?
Well, I'm good, man. I got a busy day today, brother. But good. It's a beautiful day for a wedding.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm officiating my first wedding today. Yeah, I'm nervous. A little nervous.
No.
I'm nervous, man. I got to be honest with you. It's, you know, I think anytime you do something the first time, right?
Yeah.
You're a little bit nervous, but it'll be all right.
It'll be great.
It's supposed to be a great day today.
Well, yeah, and a great location, great people. I mean, all how can it. You go wrong?
Well, I can screw it all up, you know? Yeah. They said, look, we want from start to finish, we want it to be about 25 minutes. And I said, well, when are they going to talk about my grade school years?
Well, yeah.
My high school years. Well, in fact, let's take a break and we'll talk about my Mesmer years after. Yeah, that's not exactly what this thing is supposed to be about, right?
Well, you know, if you screw up, you just keep plowing through. No one knows.
You know what? I think you're wrong there because people are taping this thing and they can keep going back over and over again. Look, when I do the Thursday Night Lights high school football game of the week, it's live TV. So it's so unforgiving, and you just plow through it and just move. Something like this, though, as big as, look, this is it's a big day. It's the bride's day. I told her, whatever you need, what do you need from me? She's like, just, you know, what you said you're going to do it well. And I'm like, oh, that's, okay, I can't do that. But other than that, hey, coming up October 18th, 19th, 20th, we've got the Home Remodeling Show, State Fair Park. Tickets on sale online right now. You can get a discount on tickets if you know you're coming, and you should be coming. If you're listening to the show, you need to come to the Nary Home and Remodeling Show October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Look, basically, we're ready to close the barn door because the hay's, everything's in, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you're thinking about a remodeling project for spring or summer, you're almost kind of running late. So you better get to the show. You've got over 100 different vendors there who you can talk to. It's a great opportunity to get ready for the spring and summer. I mean, if you're waiting till spring to start something in spring or summer, you're not going to get what you want.
Well, unless you know Alyssa, who's our special guest, because she can get stuff done on Monday.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll talk to her in a minute.
She has to get stuff done on Monday.
Yeah, I know. You know why? Because Ava's coming, and we'll talk to her in a minute. The other stuff that's going on, and I like this part of this show and all the shows that Nary does. On Friday, there's a number of different events from avoiding winter plumbing disasters to Guess the Price Game Show to what to expect during a remodel. So there's a lot of different things that you can go and learn. We also have former Green Bay Packer Leroy Butler. He's a guy that sits exactly where you are every day on the big show from 2 to 6. And he's going to be there. He's going to do a cooking demonstration. He's going to sign some autographs, things like that. That's Friday night at 6:30. And then Saturday and Sunday, Melinda Myers will be there both of those 2 days. And there's a number of really good events that you can go and learn, have some fun with. They've got a mini wood sign making area. There's just a lot of cool things that I think you can do while you're there, along with talking to everybody at different booths.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just walking around and, like you say, talking with the different booths. That's great to get that information, but you kind of need a break every once in a while.
Yep.
And, I mean, Leroy, you get great food, information, and just it's really entertaining.
Yeah, he's fun.
Melinda's got so much information, I mean, how to take care of things that are coming with the fall and get ready for the spring. And, I mean, everybody loves Guess the Price. So, yeah, there's just great things to do.
You know, Melinda Myers, I see here once a month. In the beginning, I used to be like, oh, there's the plant doctor, right?
Yeah.
I was
kind
of, and then all of a sudden I'm walking by and she goes, hey, aren't you Mike McGivern? I said, yep, and you're Melinda Myers. And now she's really funny and she draws a big crowd at this stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
She is, she's the expert when it comes to that. So it's perfect. Hey, our special in studio guest, and I'm glad she's here now because soon she's not going to be able to, she's going to be too busy. Alyssa Majewski. She is from AB and K. She is the wife to Matthew, Matt, and Olivia, who are listening, I hope.
Well, she's not the wife to Olivia.
No, just the mother.
Okay. It's going to be a long day, Barbara. Yeah, just the mother to Olivia, the wife to Matthew. Yeah. To Matt. Does he go by Matt?
Typically.
I have a Matt, too. When you yell at him, do you go, Matthew?
I do.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Matthew, clean up that kitchen right now, Matthew. Make sure you do. You get that done before Alyssa gets home. And Ava is going to be coming soon.
She will be here in a few weeks.
Man, well, you look great.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Two girls under the age of three. Matt, get some sleep, young man. get some sleep. How are things going at AB and K?
Really, really well. We've been very busy, which is great. But we're always taking on new projects, large and small. So definitely come check out our website and our showroom.
Yeah, you bet. It's abnk.com. abnk.com. Their showroom, one of them, the one that you're mostly in, is the one here on 108th Street. It's 3636 South 108th Street or Highway 100. And 414-329-1882 is how to get a hold of Alyssa. Can we talk a little bit? You were in about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a little bit about your background, how you got, how long you've been at AB and K, and kind of how you got there.
Sure, I've been at AB and K. It'll be 2 years in spring. I've been in the industry for about 13 now. I've just always loved design and kitchens, bathrooms. So I figured I might as well make a career out of it.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Muskego.
They won again last night.
I know. I live right by the high school.
It's loud, right?
Right. It gets loud over there sometimes.
That first Thursday Night Lights high school football game of the week, we're at Muskego, and I got there. Game time was 7. I got there a 4:45 and could barely park.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable. And that whole community is on fire right now with athletics.
Yes.
Yeah, they beat a really good Catholic Memorial team last night, like 59-14, something like that. Drilled them.
Wow.
Yeah, I, you know what, a big fan of Bill Young, but man, I'm sure he's not listening to this show because he is breaking down film and figuring out what the heck just happened. Yeah, they're really good. When you were at Muskego, did you know at that point what you wanted to get into?
I had a pretty good idea. They actually, when I was in high school, they offered an interior design type of a class where you kind of learned drafting and the little parts of interior design, see if you're interested into it. And after I took that class, my teacher she pretty much told me that there wasn't any doubt in her mind that I should continue on.
So. Boy, that's awesome. You know, I think we need more of that, Bob. You know, we talk a lot about trying to get kids interested in the trades one way or the other, whether they're swinging a hammer or they're designing in the high school years. And I love the fact that she brought up, hey, look, this class at Muskego is what kind of drove me into this.
Yeah, those kind of classes kind of went away, and now they're making their way back. And it's true, we do talk a lot about, you know, carpenters and plumbers and so on and so forth, but there's just as big a need for professionals to help people make those decisions and to make sure things get right for the carpenters and the plumbers and the electricians to do.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I believe that as well. It's interesting, and I'm hoping it wasn't too late that it's making a comeback, because it seemed to me at the high school level, and I've been around the high school level for a long time coaching basketball, that it's, you know, 80%, hey, you need to go to a 4-year, 10% you go to a 2-year, and oh yeah, I might want to be in the service. You're not going to be able to get in the service. You might want to get in the trades.
Right.
I mean, and that was ridiculous. Where we should have been is that top 80%. Hey, look, here are two choices. You can do this or you can do this. And one of them should be we should look at the trades. Look to see, because there are people now that, you know, they're buddies. I talked to a guy last week, 5 years in the trades. He got into, wanted to be an electrician. He knew that in high school. Went as a laborer for the first year and showed up every day and worked hard. And they said, okay, you are the kind of guy we want. Let's start training you into this. And he said, my buddies who finished in 5 years, I got a couple of buddies that are got another
still
half
at
year.
It, yeah.
And still at it, because they haven't gotten that out of their system, are getting done trying to find a job to pay back those big loans. He said, I just put a bid on my first house. And so that's where he's at. And the kid is so proud of what he's accomplished those 5 years. Now, these guys that went to college are saying, yeah, but you should have saw this party we're at. He's like, man, I was never interested in that. What I was interested in was what I'm doing right now. And so he made a really good career decision, as you did.
Thank you.
Where did you go to college?
I went to WCTC, so right. I did a tech program. I did it in the 2 years and started pretty much right after I graduated, which was kind of crazy since it was 2008.
Well, great timing, yeah.
Great timing to make that career choice, but I stuck through it and made it through, and I'm happy I did.
I'm a big fan of WCTC.
I had nothing but great experience.
They're a client of mine because I'm a sales guy here, and I've gotten a chance to go on campus and meet some of the professors and meet some of the people out there. Boy, it's a really great option mm-hmm. for people. I think they do things the right way, and they treat people really well, and I think they give you real-world experience.
I agree.
Yeah, that's good. When you got out of WCTC, were there jobs waiting for you?
I got lucky, and I got hired right away after graduation. Obviously, there was a couple hiccups just due to the time. But then I landed a place that I was for 8 years.
Right.
And then I just needed to expand my horizons a little bit, and that's where I came into AB&K.
And I promise that the second segment we're going to talk about AB&K and look, I've got kitchen trends that are going to be there, what it's like to work with you guys, what to expect when they make that call mm-hmm. to work with you. But I find this part really interesting. Was, when you got out of WCTC and started that first job, was it what you thought it would be?
There was a lot of life experiences that I needed to learn on design and remodeling that you don't always learn in a classroom.
No doubt.
There's things in remodeling that you just have to make that mistake once and then never do it again. So it was definitely a learning curve, but once you start getting your feet wet and learning the trades and what all actually goes into a remodel and appreciate the other people, it definitely helps out.
You were smiling when she said that. There's no doubt when you get out and you're you know all the book stuff and you feel okay, I'm ready for this, man, you're just not.
I think everybody out in the real world understands the difference between book smart and, I don't know, common sense or whatever you want to say. And that's, you just have to get real world experience. And in remodeling, something always goes wrong, no matter how good you are. It's just the nature of the business. And how you take care of it is what matters the most.
And when she said, look, when it did go wrong, I made sure it didn't happen again.
Right.
You know, you don't want to just continue to repeat that. We're going to continue our conversation. Alyssa, she's with AB&K, and you go to abnk.com. The other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit about what to expect when you give her a call at 414-329-1882. 329-1882. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Catholic Memorial grad Bob Sebastian.
Yeah.
In studio with Muskego grad. Alyssa, who won that game last night? I forgot.
I believe it was Muskego.
Sorry, Bob. Hey, I've had to separate these two because she's pregnant. You're not supposed to be yelling at her like that. No, he didn't yell at her at all. Alyssa's with AB&K, And we're talking a little bit about some of the things that you can expect this segment. If you give her a call or you stop in or you go to their website, abnk.com, what to expect when you reach out to Alyssa. And Bob talked about coming to the NARI show, because if you're looking to do something in spring or summer, you got to get going now, right? And so I'm wondering your timing, if somebody wants to refresh their kitchen, not a full, you know, blown remodel, but to say, hey, look, we need new cabinets and new backsplash. What are we looking at timing-wise for that?
Well, typically we're in that, I would say, 7 to 9 week lead time right now, just to be able to make sure that we're ordering all the materials. We don't like to start the project until we actually have the materials on hand, because nobody likes living in a construction zone.
Nobody does.
We don't want to do any type of demo until we have something to replace it with.
Okay. So let's use that. Let's use 8 weeks, which is right in between October, November. So if somebody said, look, I am hosting Christmas and...
We're not going to promise that.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee.
All right. Because if they called and said, look, it's a small job.
If it's just a countertop replacement and a backsplash,
yes,
possibly.
Bob's looking at me going, what are you asking her that for?
Yeah, I mean, it's to the point where if someone's promising you the holidays right now,
run.
I don't know about run, but really think long and hard and ask some very serious questions.
Okay. All right, so now it's Easter. How's that one? Now you're okay?
I feel much better.
You feel much better. That's awesome. Do you get more calls for, what room in the house do you get the most calls for?
It kind of goes in spurts. I went on a very large bathroom spurt where I felt all I was doing was bathroom remodels. And then it kind of switched over to the kitchen. I think it kind of depends on the time of year. They were planning on having holidays, so they wanted their kitchens to be done.
Sure.
So then I was focused on kitchens, and then that kind of went away for a little bit, and then I did a ton of bathrooms. So I think it just kind of goes in spurts.
Is there a room that you like the best? Or is there a room you're better in, do you think?
I think I'm really good at both of them.
That a girl. That's
but
the answer I was looking for.
I really enjoy bathrooms a lot.
Yeah. Do you feel like, are there times where you are utilizing kind of the same theory? Like, okay, this has really worked well in the last two that I've done. So now I've got two appointments and I'm gonna see if this is going to work again. So that it's really not cookie cutter with you, correct?
It's not. Every customer is completely different. Everybody's style is different. Every layout is different. So I really like to sit down with my clients, get a good feel of what they're hoping to see and what their dreams are for that space, because not everybody likes white and gray. They might like browns and taupes, or maybe they want blue and
green.
I really like to sit down and get in their head to see what they like.
I've been trying to get the color green somewhere around my house for years. I'm an Irish guy, and it never seems to really make the cut. It gets down to the final three, but then somehow it just is gone.
Green is actually a very popular color right now. It's one of those hot colors that we've been seeing more and more of.
My wife is driving over to my grandson Keegan's football game, and I'm sure she's listening. Could you say what color is really popular? Green.
Those dark, deep greens are really, really popular.
Hey, on your website, I knew you were coming in doing some research. This is the line that jumped out. There's two of them. Under what to expect when you work with AB&K, we are experts in interior remodeling, and we are with you during every step of the remodeling process. Each project receives a dedicated AB&K project manager and construction team. Once you work with the client, if you came to my house, you said, we're going to redo our kitchen, are you with me then for the whole time?
I am. Well, I'll be taking a little bit of a break.
when Ava comes?
Right. But on a typical project, I'm there through the whole design process. Then I introduce you to the project manager, and then me and that particular project manager work hand in hand throughout the whole project itself. And I make stops out to the job site and I call and check in, send pictures. I have a lot of clients that will go on vacation during that time. So they're outside of the house. So I'll send them photos of the progress as well. And I like to be really hands-on with my
projects. How many projects can you juggle at one time? What are you comfortable with?
Well, right now, being extremely pregnant, I'm juggling about six of them right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That would be hard for me. Does that sound like a good number for you, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, it's a realistic number. It gives you the opportunity to work individually with each of your clients and maintain that contact and so on, but it also keeps you busy.
Mm-hmm. Which is perfect.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to get bored. Yeah. You guys never get bored, I'm sure.
No.
You've got something going all the time. Let's go through the what to accept. Step one is a showroom visit.
Correct. So we like to invite our clients in to the showroom so we can sit down, talk about, you know, your needs and your wants. Then we can take a look at the showroom, look at our different selections and photos. We have large canvases of different projects that we've done recently so they can start to get, you know, a feel and ideas for their space.
I've been in your showroom and I found it very inviting. And the other part was it was because I don't have a real long attention span.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great place for a guy like me because you go like, oh, wow, look over. Oh, no, look over. No, hold on. What's over there? And I think there's a lot of different options. And I think you get a really good feel for the work that you guys do.
Thank you. We're actually doing some remodeling ourselves in our showrooms. So we have our phase one done. We're finishing up the phase two and getting ready for our next couple phases within the showroom.
Is AB&K doing that remodeling?
We are.
Some of it, right? Looks
we
yeah,
are.
That's good. You're not going outside the family on this
no,
one, are you?
No.
That's that was like the easiest question ever. Hey, step number two in this process of what to expect when you call AB&K, in particular, call Alyssa. And with Ava coming, she'd like a little bit more business before this baby comes. It's 414-329-1882. Step number two, in-home measure. So I come, I meet with you at the showroom. I say, look, I have some ideas, and we're going to talk about that in segment three. What to have in your mind when you show up at the showroom? Because it's really funny. I did some research, and I said, look, I have this really kind of cool piece that I read today. And you brought something, and I said, what do you have? And you started talking about what you had, and I said, that's exactly. We're like soulmates. This is perfect. Yes. And we'll talk about what to have prepared. Before you do that first, let's come to the showroom. Step number two, in-home measure. That's when you go out with project manager?
At that time, it's typically myself, or unless it's going to be, you know, three bathrooms and a kitchen and we need another set of eyes, then I'll bring another person with just in case I miss something or, like I said, the space is just a very large remodel. We like to team up. But if it's a bathroom or a kitchen, I'll come out. I measure up the space. I take photos of the space. That way I can bring all of that information back and start designing and getting your dreams on.
Right.
On paper.
Is that when you start talking budget?
I like to start kind of talking budget at that first meeting in the showroom. If you have a good idea on how much you're thinking of investing in the space, that way I can help pick out materials that are going to fit inside of that budget.
Right.
That way I'm not overbidding or underbidding the project.
Do you find that if people have, let's use $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
They have $35,000, and that's what their budget is. In that initial meeting, they tell you they have 30 or 25.
Yes,
that happens all the time. I would assume, right? Because their fear is if they say 35, that you're going to spend the whole 35.
Right.
Most people start with, well, I don't know. I haven't thought of, or you know, I don't have a budget or whatever. And it's like, no, you do. You know, people are uncomfortable because it's not what they do, and they don't want to be embarrassed.
Right.
And it's like, just share it with us. And you got to build that trust so that they get to the point where they don't think you're going to take them for every penny they got, unless they want you to.
Right.
So I'm a sales guy here. In this business, it's kind of the same. And I had a client a couple months ago that told me, he said, look, this is my budget. This is it. You know what? If we can work with this, I said, great. We're here. Met a couple of people that were on air people. And he said, you know, I really like them. I really like them. Can they be part of this? And I said, no, they really can't. And I'll tell you why. Because the fee to have them talk about you every day is quite a bit higher. Well, how much would that be? I said, well, it's above your budget. Well, how much is it? And I told him, he goes, no, I think that works. And I thought, I spent a lot of time on these. And these two people, and it's great. You know, good. That's awesome. I'll work this out. But boy, it could have saved us a bunch of time. And we had gone back and forth on some stuff. So you're right. Just be honest and just talk to us about what you're looking for. Step number three, the design presentation. So you go back and you take everything you have and you put this whole presentation together. Do they come to you then?
Correct. So we have a few different presentation areas within the showroom. And then I show like a 3D perspective drawing of the kitchen or a bathroom of the new design that I came up with. And then I'll have different material selections based off of the budget range that they gave me. And then once we're kind of going over, I will also kind of explain if they have this budget, this is what is going to fit in. And then they'll always see something in the showroom. And I'm like, well, it would be this much. And it, just like you said, a lot of times they're like, oh, well, that's not that bad. Let's do that because I love that and I only like this.
Right. So your budget is a little different than what you told me it was.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you guys as far as that's where the trust can start. Step four and five, and we have to get to a break, but pre-construction meeting and contract. The design presentation, they come to you, and then do you go to them or do they come back to you for the pre-construction meeting?
The pre-construction meeting is going to be in the home. So
right.
That's when we're going to bring myself and the project manager and our key trades that are going to be working with the space. It's a great opportunity to put a face with a name. That way you get to meet your plumber. You get to meet the carpenter and everybody else. So you're gaining that trust and you see the faces that are going to be working at the home.
That's an exciting meeting for the homeowner.
Yes.
That really is, because now it's real.
Exactly.
You know what? I want to know who my team is. I want to know, look, I'm the guy asking, okay, where'd you go to high school? You know, do you know so-and-so? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be here every day? Who's going to be here? Who, you know, that kind of stuff. That's where from the dream to the, okay, man, this is really happening.
Exactly.
That's a really big meeting. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to continue our conversation. Alyssa Majewski, she is with AB&K. Again, abnk.com. You can get a hold of her. You can look her up on the website or give her a call at 414-329-1882. 329-1882. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 1057fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Bob Sebastian. He's with Core Improvements. CORE stands for Creating Outstanding Relationships. It's always good to have Bob in. Our special in-studio guest, she is from AB&K, and she is a sales and design. Is that your title?
Yes.
Sales and design. Alyssa Majewski. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Is Matt yelling at me right now? Come on, Matt. Get my last name correct, please. Olivia, we hope, is listening. Ava is certainly listening because she's coming
out
here in a little bit. Hey, it was interesting to me. When you walked in, I said, hey, printed it out because it was really interesting to me. Five must questions before remodeling your kitchen, and I didn't leave this with you. But I started reading it, and I really dug into it because I thought, wow, this woman is right on. And some of the things she was saying, you walked in with your sheet and said, look, here are some of the things I'd like to talk about. And I said, wow, this is exactly what she says. And one of the things that she says, look, back in the day, if you walked into a place like AB&K, you could come in with a blank slate. You don't do that anymore. Don't walk in and go, well, what do you think? What do I need? Could you remodel this for me? because nowadays you can really come in with at least a first draft plan, and it's right at your fingertips to be able to say, here's what I'm thinking, here's what I don't like about my kitchen, and here's what I think I need in my kitchen. And you said, look, I've had a few people lately that have come in with a blank slate, and it just makes that whole process kind of really difficult.
It does. And it extends the process as well, because if we're not the ones living in your home, I have absolutely no idea which parts are giving you the most trouble. Are you lacking storage? Are you planning on aging in place? What is your why? Why do you want to remodel? And once I understand that, then I can help design and focus on those problem areas to make it into your dream space. But if you don't even know why, it just kind of makes that process a little more difficult.
Guys, and I'm going to ask you both, what is your recommendation for if somebody says to you that you meet them at a party or you meet them on the street, and what do you do? And they tell you, and the person says, you know what? My wife and I had a discussion last week. We're gonna remodel our kitchen, but we don't really know where to start. Where do you tell them to start to get the kind of ideas that they're looking for?
I typically tell them, sit down, talk to each other, think about the things that are bothering you about that space. Start looking at online at our website. Pop into our showroom, take a look around, start to get ideas on the things that you like or dislike. And then that way, when we have that first meeting, you have a good knowledge on what you're hoping for.
I think when most people use their kitchen, if we're talking about a kitchen remodel, they just kind of go through their processes without thinking. So when people approach me and ask me about that, I ask them, well, now for the next week or two, really think about what you're doing every time you're in the kitchen and what you have to make accommodations for, what's not working for you, I wish I could have better access to that. So really think about the space while you're using it and understand how it's not working for you.
Yeah, one of the things that she talks about in this is, look, you don't have to be unhappy with your kitchen, but what you just talked about, you know what, you spent a great deal of time in there. Think about how it would be an easier process for you. Even if you don't think, boy, well, I don't mind that. But look, I never knew that having cabinets and the drawers that rolled out on the bottom, I never had that before. Well, then when we had cabinets put in and we got them, you can't live without them. You know, that kind of stuff. So things that you don't even know, that you don't think you're too unhappy about, just get, you know, start thinking about that and start going and looking what other people, what's available. Back in my day, there wasn't a lot of the stuff that's available now, so I don't know what I don't know. And then all of a sudden, you start getting some of this stuff, and it's available to you, and you think, do I really need that? Do I really need floors in the bathroom that are heated? Well, probably not. But then when you have them, probably never going to go without them, right? I mean, that's kind of the idea. Like, you know, do I really need a radio in my shower? No. But when I have one, I'm probably never going to go without that. And that's the kind of stuff that I think people have to think about, correct?
I agree 100%.
So what she talks about, you know, let's make sure that you identify kind of what your wants, what your needs are, and then she says, what's your why? And I thought, you know what? She's right. And she says, look, don't get me wrong, creating a new kitchen is a blast, and that's why this person devoted their entire career to doing that, but she doesn't know what your why is. So you have to be very clear on what you're trying to accomplish and kind of that whole what is your why? Why do I need or want this? Are you finding that more people nowadays, and Bob's going to be able to answer this better than you because you're on the younger side, mm-hmm. which is great. You know, congratulations on that. But
hey,
people,
wait a second.
Hey, sorry, Bob.
Hey, I'm actually older than you think as well.
the what people need and what they want. When you first started in the business, it was, I need to have this. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of changed a little bit. Look, I need to have that, but what I really want is this. And are people more open to going with their wants nowadays?
It's That's a tough one. That's a really great question. Like you say, a lot of people, probably most of our clients, don't need to do the remodeling they're going to do. It's something they want to do. So in that sense, yeah, their wants are high on the list. But our job is to make sure we're handling the needs while we're hitting the wants. And so, again, a lot of people are hesitant to kind of tell you certain things because it either they think their lifestyle's a little unusual, the way they want to use it, or whatever. And again, it's our job to bring that out and then combine them with their wants. And then also add into the mix our expertise and
That's
help
the
them
key.
Think outside the box. And this, a lot of times it's things they never even thought of.
Yeah, and that's got to be exactly how you are in your industry because, again, we didn't know. So we didn't know how easy it is now with some of the things that are available. And as we're getting older, you know, not me, of course, but whatever. But it's just easier to be able to utilize some of the things that are now available. And if you don't know to ask, got to have somebody like you that says, this is just so you know this is available.
Right. I've had clients that came to me and says, I want a gourmet kitchen. I cook all the time. This is what my passion. This, I want it to be functional for me. And then I've had other clients that said, we eat out every single day. I want my kitchen to be a showpiece and I want it beautiful. So when my friends come over, they're like, wow, those people's needs and wants are completely opposite. So getting to know the client and really understanding what their purpose for that remodel is extremely important because you can design.
You should really introduce number one and number two there so that number one can cook for number two to come over.
Right.
And then if they're going to have a party where they're going to cater it in, they can utilize number two.
Exactly.
That's perfect. The other thing that in this piece that I went through today, she says, look, in her experience, most homeowners redesign kitchen for a number of reasons. One, your design is dated. Number two, your kitchen is no longer working for you. Number three, there's a major appliances that break down that often leaves you with no alternative but to remodel. And in today's, larger modern appliances just don't fit in your existing cabinetry and or cabinet space. And number four, you're preparing to sell. And all four of those, you're going to look at your design totally different. If you're looking to sell, probably not going to take the high-end stuff with AB&K.
Right.
And you know, they may still come to you mm-hmm. and say, hey, look, we're selling in 6 months. Need to have a nice, quick little, we don't have to go top of the line. But if it's, look, our stuff is outdated and we're going to stay another 20 years, that's, so all those, when people come in, you must ask that, okay, why are you looking to make the change?
That's one of my first questions because I'm going to suggest different things for each situation. If we're just doing an update so it looks good when they're selling in 6 months to really get the best bang for their dollar, I'm going to show them those products. If it's going to be a situation where they plan on aging in space, I'm going to show them the drawers and the rollouts to make sure that we're planning their space so they when they do get older, it's going to be functional for them. And if it is, something else, I like to know that up front so I can design accordingly.
She is Alyssa Maciejewski. She's with AB&K. And you can go to that website, abnk.com, or give her a call at 414-329-1882. 329-1882. We're going to have a short segment, the next segment, and I want to go through just a couple of trends that I found, kitchen trends. It says that will be everywhere in 2020. I don't know if that means Wisconsin or not, but we'll find out from our special guest, Alyssa, again from AB&K. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Bob Sebastian. He's with Core Improvements. Our special in-studio guest, she's a really good one. Alyssa Majewski, she is with AB&K. Again, go to abnk.com. Guys, we have a short segment, but I wanted to go through a couple of kitchen trends that this particular person said will be everywhere in 2020. First is colorful cabinets. Green, going right back to that green color.
Back to that green.
Is the kitchen color of 2020. Bright cabinets have a modern style. If you don't like green, blue cabinets will work just as well. Are you seeing that people are getting more aggressive and interesting with their cabinets?
I do. I've done actually a few projects where the base cabinets were that real dark navy blue with white upper cabinets with a little bit of the natural stains mixed into the space as well, and it turned out absolutely gorgeous.
Was that your idea or theirs?
They were thinking of a stained base, but once they saw the blue and how it pops and works together with all of the other elements of the space, they went along with it.
They liked it, and now they're really happy, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. And then especially in bathrooms, too, because people are a little bit more willing to be more personable in the bathroom because it's their space, especially like a master bathroom. So you can do a really neat blue or green cabinet within, and then in 10 years when you're sick of that color, it's not going to be a huge expense to switch out just that vanity cabinet.
You know, and underneath when they talk about the colorful cabinets, they say, look, white cabinetry is classy and will probably never go out of style, mm-hmm. but it's no longer your only choice.
Right. It's definitely a very safe option. Like they said, it's not going anywhere. It goes with everything.
Right.
But it's sometimes nice to get outside of that box and
sure.
really enjoy some of the other colors that are out there.
Number two, the backsplash that climbs the wall. Install your backsplash so it goes all the way up to the ceiling. Extending the tile will give the kitchen a cohesive look.
I agree. We do it all the time. I've done everything from more of the decorative tiles going all the way up to just your classic subway tile. And it just really makes your eye go from your cabinets all the way up to the ceiling and really brings everything together.
Another one, and we had talked before, you guys do some work in condos,
mm-hmm.
small spaces, and I'm not sure we at NARI and talk enough to people that are in condos and smaller spaces, because it is a difficult gig. You got to figure out where you're going to put where we're going to park to bring everything in, where we're going to, you know, there are some difficulties with it, but especially in this area, there are condos now that are getting to be 15, 20, 25 years old. And I think that they're in need of services that you provide. And one of the things that it said was there's a specialty sink that washes the dishes. And it says there's a sink that washes the dishes for you. It's ideal for small kitchens and a small number of dishes. So if you live alone in a small space or with one other person, chances are you don't really like running the dishwasher every day. They have a new dishwasher that will do up to 10 or 12 dishes at a time. And it is basically a sink that you put the dishes in and it washes it. So when you get a chance to see that, you start to recommend that.
I'm going to have to look into that one.
Look into that one.
I do a lot of condos, and that would be a nice selling point there.
And it is a different animal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're working with condos? 100%
from a condo to a single family home, there's different challenges that come about.
Yeah, that's tough. The next one is mixed metal hardware. They talk about the faucets give any kitchen an updated look, obviously. If you're purchasing black stainless steel appliances, a black faucet will work beautifully. Are you a fan of that?
I really do like the matte black.
You do?
It just gives it a completely different look. I typically do like a matte black faucet and fixtures, and then bring in some of those other elements, like a nice chrome hardware, just to really offset each other.
You like that idea, Bob?
Yeah, you know, you have the black is such a great background for anything. I have black appliances in my kitchen as opposed to stainless steel. And then the stainless steel hardware or the brushed brass now is really big with the black. It's just gorgeous.
It's funny that you, because the next on my sheet, a darker appliance finish, black stainless steel appliances add drama and depth. If you're not buying the same brand of every appliance, you'll see different finishes on each, and they think that's a really good idea.
I agree. I've been doing a lot of kitchens that the homeowners are requesting more of that black stainless just because they want something different. They don't want that same old, and what their neighbor has. They want something different.
Right. Well, that's interesting because that's a trend that they said will be everywhere in 2020. I love the word everywhere because whoever wrote this has not been to Cudahy. They've not been to Milwaukee where I live. They have not been to St. Francis. So it might be everywhere in 2022 because that's kind of...
Or even 2025. Or...
I can't believe disco's dead. I still don't believe that that's dead.
Wait, you know, what?
Yeah, that's right, Bob. It's dead. You can put that leisure suit away. Last one, white quartz countertops.
It's probably one of the most popular colors for countertops. It just gives a really nice, clean, classic look. And then you can still have fun with your backsplash and your cabinetry because it gives it a good, solid base for it.
Well, there you go. Kitchen trends will be everywhere in 2020. Look up that sink because you might be able to use that now in some of the places that you're doing business. If you want to get a hold of Alyssa, again, do it now because soon Ava is coming and Olivia will be a big sister. And but she certainly has time to meet with you now. Affordable Bath and Kitchen, abnk.com is the website. Their phone number is 414-329-1882. Don't forget about State Fair Park, October 18th, 19th, 20th. NARI Home and Remodeling Show coming up. Go online, narimilwaukee.org, to get tickets. Bob, it's great to see you.
Good to see you, Mike.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're excited.
Got a lot of exciting things happening.
You tell Matt to get some sleep now because he's going to be, look, he's outnumbered
big time. I need some sleep now.
He's gonna be outnumbered 3-1 very quickly. Do you guys have a dog?
We don't.
All right, you might want to go get a boy dog. I'm just saying. It's so nice to see you.
Thank you.
This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.